So about this whole podcast thing. You are listening to the Weekly Wonderings podcast with your host, Charles Dunkley. You can find Weekly Wonderings at cedunkley.com or weeklywonderings.com. Yes, I know I'm a little late to the party, especially since I'm actually on a podcast or two a week by default and have been for at least the past year or so. But those podcasts are live video hangouts on air that get repurposed into podcast format. So until I stumbled across a few key podcasts, I never really connected it. But now the whole podcast world has been open up to me. Now, what is responsible for this transformation, you wonder? I'll share the podcast responsible a little later in the show. But first, I'm still sorting through all the various craft beer podcasts out there. And so far, I haven't quite found that one show yet that I need to listen to every week. Part of the craft beer experience for me is lost when listening to someone review a beer without any visuals. No matter the great descriptions and reviews, I still miss not being able to see what the beer looks like. So I'm looking to you for some great craft beer podcast recommendations. Now, I listen to a whole host of podcasts in the social media realm, which consist of me bouncing between various ones to study delivery, content, and technical production. Hopefully, out of those will come some that will go onto my must-listen-to list. And here's two that have made that list so far. The first is Madeline Sklar's Twitter Smarter. Now, I came across Madeline on Twitter a few weeks ago. I think it might have been in a Twitter chat, but I can't recall exactly. But I soon learned she's all about how to Twitter smarter. She can be found on Twitter posting using the Twitter Smarter hashtag. To go along with her podcast, she has started a weekly Twitter chat of her own now, and it's a lot of fun, and a lot of great ideas and tips are being shared all around. I've been on Twitter for years, but only recently in the last month or two have I really begun to get into it. I'm meeting a lot of great people and diving into a ton of great conversations, and Madeline is always there to interact with and to learn from. The other must-listen-to podcast for me right now is The Owner's Mind with Chris Brogan. If there's one thing I rarely do, it is sign up to someone's email newsletter. I'm just not that kind of person, normally. However, there are a few people who have managed to get me to go to their websites and manually seek out and fill out my request for their newsletter. Chris Brogan is one such. I'm pretty new to Chris, even though he's obviously very well known. But there's something about him that resonates. Perhaps it's the general kindness he so effortlessly exudes. There's something to be said about the intrinsic value of someone who manages to convey their thoughts and ideas and motivate you and wrap it all up in such a way that you feel like you're instantly welcomed. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Chris has to share. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to one of my personal favorite podcasts, Steak and Egg. Is a podcast from my cousin Heather and her son Mason. They cull through the vastness of the internet to find goofy and interesting headlines and dive into the content sight unseen live on their podcast. And it is that spontaneity and their live unguarded reactions, along with their back and forth, that make this such an entertaining show. You experience what each article is actually about right as they do, all the while goofing on all the wonderful craziness of humanity. Started in 2014 on my Weekly Wonderings Episode 7 podcast blog post, I linked to their most recent episode as of the writing of that blog and as of the recording of this podcast. And it's, I believe, Episode 52, Peeing in Public Could Backfire, Lizard Alien Overlords, and Selfies. So definitely go check them out. They are hysterical and hilarious, and not just because Heather is my cousin and Mason's, I guess, I don't know how you would rate that, second cousin, first cousin once removed. I don't know what the rules are for all those things. But anyway, go check Steak and Egg out. Now, up above, I promise to share the podcast responsible for my new love of this medium. Now, Copyblogger's Rainmaker FM hosts a group of outstanding podcasts, and here we find that one show that opened up the podcasting joy for me. First as a listener, and second as my new attempts to become a podcaster myself. And that show is Rough Draft, hosted by Damian Farnworth, who is the chief content writer for Copyblogger. Rough Draft focuses on the writer, teaching how to retool your writing for the web, be it blogging, copywriting, etc. If it's writing for the web, Damien will guide you through the whole process. Perhaps my favorite part of this podcast is Damien's absolute love of language, his obsession with words. He revels in finding just the right words to grab the reader or listener and never let go. He not only teaches with facts and concrete examples, Damien regales with stories historical, anecdotal, biographical, and fictional. And throughout, you are borne along, transfixed and transformed by the end of each roughly four-minute episode, left informed, excited, and eager for more. On my drive to and from work, I dive into Rough Draft, transforming the mundane travel into a wonderland of learning and enjoyment. I don't know what I'm going to do once I finally catch up to all the current episodes and have to wait for new ones. So now I leave you, headed off into a business trip where I hope, in the midst of a mad week-long marathon of work, to discover new wonders that will find their way into this weekly web and podcast series. For now, I'm just trying to shake off that Mickey Rooney, hey, let's put on a show feeling while I continue diving into this wonderful, challenging thing called podcasting. And once again, please share with me your favorite podcasts. I'm eager to devour as many as I can to learn, and I'm always fascinated by what moves and attracts others. This is your always wondering host, Charles Dunkley, and I will see you next time.